At the end of Parashas Yisro, the Torah commands Lo Sasu Niti, Elohei Chesef Velohei Zahav Lo Sasu Lochem. We're not allowed to make Elohei Chesef, gods of silver, Velohei Zahav, or gods of gold. While a casual reading of this pasuk might suggest that it's yet another iteration of the prohibition against Avodah Zarah, that's not how the pasuk is understood by many statements in Chazal, and for that matter, it's not how it's understood by the Mefarshei Pshat either. Chazal have a number of different interpretations, either drash or pshat, of this pasuk. Bavli in Sanhedrin says, gold and silver? Are you allowed to make gods of wood, other materials? Ravashi says it means Eloah haba b'shvil kesef, Eloah haba b'shvil zav. It's referring to, in context, to a dayan who's appointed. He's not an appropriate dayan, but he's appointed because palms were greased because of gold and silver. It appoints to graft to a dayan who gets appointed by because of corruption. Rashi brings various on the parasha brings various drushes from the Mechilta. Elohei chesef, it's a prohibition, a warning about the kruvim. You're supposed to make kruvim on top of the aron, but they're supposed to be gold. As the Torah says in Parashas Truma, don't make them of silver. If you make them of silver, that's like Avodah Zarah. That's like Elohus. Elohei Zav means, don't make, even if they're gold, don't make more than two. Only two kruvim. If you make four kruvim, that's like Elohei Zav. That's like Avodah Zarah. Another drasha, a person might say, okay, if kruvim are good in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll make them in shuls, bate knisayos, bate midrashos. Lo sasu lachem, the end of the pasuk. Lo sasu lachem, kruvim are only for the mikdash, not for your private use. But the pshuto shel mikra, and this is actually how Chazal understands it as well in the Gemara, in a number of different statements, and this is how we paskin, is that the pasuk is telling you a general prohibition. You're not allowed to make different types of images. We'll discuss exactly what types of images soon. That even if they're not avodah zarah, even ordinary images, innocent, ostensibly harmless images, you're not allowed to make such images. Why not? What's the problem? So the Rishonim say, it's because it can lead to Avodah Zarah. The Rashbam says, even L'shem Shemayim, afilu L'zichron Shemayim, you can't do it. Sheyesh Toim, some will misunderstand. Usvurim Sheyesh Be'am Mamash, they'll think that these have real power, these are idols of some sort. Rambam says, we're commanded not to make human images out of metal or stone or wood, even though they're not for worshipping. The Torah nevertheless wants us to stay away from such things because people will think, the Hamonim, what the masses think, they make mistakes, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they think that these tzuros have hashpa, so they're going to misinterpret the meaning and the significance of these tzuros. The Ralbag says, don't make any tzuros, even lanoi, even just for art, for aesthetics, so people shouldn't think that these are elohus. Essentially, these Rishonim are saying it's what we would call a gzera daraisa. We've discussed in other shiurim, the most mitzvahs in the Torah, the Yisurim are inherent because they're Aser, but there are certain examples, the Rishonim and Achronim say, where the Torah prohibits certain things as a form of gzera. Nazir. The Torah says that the Torah doesn't want the Nazir to drink wine. The Torah says stay away from all grape products. Yichud is understood this way, according to some. The Torah doesn't want the act of erva, so it says yichud. Don't even be misyached with an erva. This is apparently a similar example. The Torah is very concerned about Avodah Zarah, so the Torah says, don't even make innocent images, because people misunderstand them, that it can lead to Avodah Zarah. What exactly are you not allowed to make? What types of images are we talking about? So Chazal, in an extensive and complex sugya in Rosh Hashanah and Avodah Zarah, Chazal bring a number of different memoras and brises about what exactly is prohibited. Many of the drushas come from the word iti, lo sasun iti. Hashem says, don't make with me, things that are with me. One brisa says, Lo sasun kedmut shamashai, like my attendants, Hashem says. What are shamashai? Another brisa elaborates further, Lo sasun kedmut shamashai hamashamshin lefanai b'marom, those who serve me on high. Another brisa elaborates even further, Lo sasun kedmut shamashai hamashamshin lefanai b'marom, kagon, ofanim, usrafim, v'chayos hakodesh, malachi asharis, different types of angels, ofanim, srafim, chayos hakodesh, ministering angels. Another brisa, though, says something a little more down to earth. Well, maybe down to earth is not quite the right phrase, but up in the heavens, but something that we relate to a little more. Lo sasun iti, lo sasun kedmuth shamashai hamashamshin lefanai kigon chamo, levana, kochavin umazelos. The sun, the moon, stars, and the constellations. Another brisa says, nothing to do with, this is really down to earth. Don't make anything, not things in the sky, but don't make bayis tavnis heichel. Don't make a building of the form of the heichel, the Beis HaMikdash, achsadra tavnis ulam. The ulam, don't make a building, an achsadra, like the form of the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzar keneged azara. Don't make kalim like the kalim of the mikdash. Shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah. You can make it with a different number of branches. Shel chamisha, v'shel shisha, v'shel shmona, v'shel shiva. So we're not going to focus in the remainder of this share on this issue of making things like the mikdash. We're going to focus on the one that's the subject of all those other brises. Don't make d'mush shamashai, shamashai, hamasham shulfanim b'marom, ofanim, strafim, chayis hakodesh, malachi asharis, chama, levana, kochavim, mazalos. The Gemara brings another brise that says, kol hapartzufos mutarin, all forms of living creatures, animals, or mutter, chutz miparts of Adam, except for the image of a person. La'alacha, these are the Yisurim that are brought by the poskim, aside from the one about the Heichel and the Menorah and so on. The Yisurim are parts of Adam. You're not allowed to make the image of a person, a human being. You can't have Shamashe, Masham, Shalafane, Bamaram, those who serve me on high, the different types of Malachim. And also the celestial bodies, Chamo, Levana, Kachavim, Mazelos, the sun, the moon, and the stars. You're not allowed to make people. You're not allowed to make the sun, the moon, and the stars. You're not allowed to make Malachim. The Gemara talks about Madar HaElyon, Madar HaTachton. The Rishonim talk about different types of Mishamshin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by far, the ones that are discussed most in the poskim are these two people, Chama and Chama, Levana, Kachavim, and Mazelos. As we'll see, there are differences in how the prohibition applies to those categories, but by far, these are the two categories that are most heavily discussed in the poskim. You're not allowed to make images of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the constellations, and you're not allowed to make the images an image of a human being. Now, the braisa that we just quoted says, kol hapartzufos mutarin chutz miparts of Adam. It seems pretty clear that you're allowed to make images of animals. There is, however, a mechilta, the Rishonim bring. The mechilta says, you're not allowed to make kol samel. The Torah says you're not allowed to make different types of images. You might think you can make behema chayav of Talmud Omar. You can't make kol samel, and then you also can't make tavnis kol behema. Can't make the image of any behema. You might think you can still make dogim v'chagavim, shkatim v'ramasim. You can't make a behema, but you can make maybe fish and grasshoppers and vermin, crawling things. Talmud Omar kol remes ba'adama. So the mechilta brings psukim and dvarim. You can't make any type of samel, symbols or different types of images. You also can't make behemachai of oaf or dagim or chagavim or shkatzim or amasim. Mechilta seems on the contrary. It's not just adam that's aser. All types of partzufos are aser. So the Beis Yosef brings that there were indeed some Rishonim of Ashkenaz who said that all types of living creatures are aser. He brings from Rabbeinu Eliakim, who said that we follow this mechilta, that he says that you're not allowed to make parts of behema, tiporim, chagavim, dogim, tavnis kol behema sheba aretz. Based on these rayas, he says, he said they had to remove the images of lions and snakes that they made in the shul and kolon. What about the Gemara that said, the Mishnah says, kol partzufin mutarin chutz miparts of Adam? So he says that means that he has different explanations. He says that that's not talking about making them, that's talking about motze, when you find them already made, but to make them, he says, it's actually usser. So he's metarites the leniency of kol partzufim mutarim does not mean you're allowed to make other partzufim. Other partzufim are usser. That goes to Shri, the Beis Yosef brings from the Arzarua the same shita, that he says that when his father was young in the shuls, they would make trees and ophos. He said it's aser. They're all aser. All the partzufin are aser, he says. Adam, behema, chaya, ophos, dagim, nechashim, tolaim. They're all aser. They're all tavnis. They're all aser, he says. And you're over a lav. Ata over belav. If someone else makes them, then it's not a lav. But all these partzufin are all aser. However, most Rishonim disagree. The Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees. Rabbeinu Ephraim says the tsuros of the ophos, the susim, and the Beis Knesses. Our mutter, he says, kol hapartzufin mutarim, he says. It's the Mishnah says, kol hapartzufin mutarim, chutz miparts of Adam. The Iker Adin is that all partzufin are mutter, except for Adam, and Chama, and Levana, and Malachim. But all partzufin are mutter, animals are generally mutter. What about the Mechilta that says you can't make birds, and fish, and behema, and Shkatim v'Ramasim. How do we understand the Mechilta? Basically, there's other pshatim that, not going to get into all the pshatim, but one pshat is he's talking about when you make the Mechilta means when you make them for Avodah Zarah. It brings up Sukkim and Dvarim, that a person, those are actually making them for Avodah Zarah. But if you're just making them for innocent reasons, then we have what we have the Mishnah and the Bavli, that the only partufim that are Asur are Adam, Chama and Levana and Malachim. Animals are not Asur. The truth is, there's a long tshuva in the Maram, it's brought in Tosfos also. They discuss illuminated machzerim. In the medieval period, they used to make pictures of ophos and chayas, birds and animals in the machzerim. The Rishonim discuss at great length whether such pictures violate the isser of lo sas or niti. The truth is that Tosfos, or the Maram, whoever authored the tshuva, was against them anyway, because they said that they distract, they take away from kavana. The chayas and the ophos, they take away from the kavana. But what about the Isser of Los Asa L'Chapesel, or perhaps the Isser of Los Asa Niti? That, they say, is not a problem for a variety of reasons. But the Maram seems to assume the fact that they're not humans would be a problem. The Maram gives other reasons why they're not Usser. He seems to assume, at least initially, that they would be Usser, even though they're not humans. That's like Rabbeinu Eliyakim Shita. But Lamaisa, this is something of a Das Yachid. The later poskim, the consensus is, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there is no Isser on making pictures of animals. The Isser is only humans, Malachim, or the celestial bodies. Why does Tosfos or the Maram, who says that there is an Isser on animals, so why would the Machzorim okay? So Tosfos brings other explanations. One teretz, which we'll discuss at greater length soon, is that ink is not included in the Isser, only carving or sculpture is Usser, bolate and shakea, but ink or tseva is not Usser. Tosfos other teretzim, but so Lamai said there is a minority view that says all in the Rishonim, a number of Rishonim, including the Maram, but a minority view that says all images of all living creatures are Usser, potentially because of Lo Sas Niti or Lo Sas L'Chapesel, but that we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the Isser is only on humans, Malachim, and the celestial bodies. Now the truth is that one thing that makes this sugya extremely confusing, trying to untangle the Rishonim especially, there are actually three different Isurim, three distinct Isurim involved in images and representations of animals and people and so on. One Isur is the one we've been discussing, an Isur Daraisa of Lo Sas or Niti. Rambam counts it as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Lo Sasei number 4. An Isur Daraisa, kind of a Gzera we said, an Isur Daraisa about making certain forms, humans, son of the moon, Malachim, Isur Daraisa, Lo Sas or Niti. Whatever the reason is, Lo Sas or Niti and Isur Daraisa. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah mentions another reason. In addition to the Isur Daraisa, there's an Isur Drabanan of Chashad. The Gemara says, even in a case where you don't violate Lo Sas or Niti, there's still, in some cases, there's still an Isur Drabanan, even to maintain them, to have them around, because of Chashad. Rashi explains, Shlo Yomer Avodah Zarah Hilo. People are going to think, it's a kind of a Marasayan, people are going to think you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that's an Isur Drabanan because of Chashad. And then there's a third issue, which is discussed at length in Rosh Hashanah, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, in Mishnayos, that there's a general Isser if you find a tzelem, if you find various types of statuary or pieces of statuary, where choshesh, that what you found may have been an Avodah Zarah. People may have worshipped this. You find an image of a human, an image of certain things, the sun or the moon. In certain cases, people worship these things. So you have to be choshesh that what you found might actually be an Avodah Zarah. Actual Avodah Zarah is Aser. It's Aser Bahana. That the Chazal explain, and the Poskim explain, is only when that is the Chashash. When the Chashash is, they actually worshipped it. Certain types of images, if they're holding certain things, that leads us to think that if they're configured a certain way, we're choshesh it was an Avodah Zarah. If they're configured differently, we don't assume it was an Avodah Zarah. So that's a whole different thing. That's a factual question. We assume that it was an Avodah Zarah. We're mechuyev to be choshesh. First mission of the third parak in Avodah Zarah, kolat plamim asurim, peshein nevadim, they're worshipped sometimes, pamachas pashana, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham say, no, they're only usher in certain specific cases, if it has a makal, or a tzipar, yesh b'yado makal, it's holding a staff, or a tzipar, or a kader, yesh b'yado kol davar, Hashem HaGalil said. So there are elaborate rules for when rechoshesh, for that they were worshipped and when not, mechubadin, mevuzin, whether they have whether they're respectable items or they're just vulgar items. There's all kinds of rules when we have to be choshesh that they were worshipped or not. Later poskim, Rishonim and Achronim say in certain contexts, it's clear they don't mean to worship it. Modern poskim talk about dolls and toys. Nobody worships them and so on. So that's the third issue. So the first issue, the focus of our share, the focus of this share tonight is Lo Sasuniti and Isra Daraisa. But there's also a second question of Chashad. Chazal asserted certain things, Midrabanan, because of a Chashad, people will think you're being Ovid of Avodah Zarah. And there's a third issue, in certain cases, if the provenance of the item is not entirely clear, if it came from the non-Jews and we're not sure exactly what it was, we have to be Choshesh in certain cases that it was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. Now, in the course of the discussion of what's Aser and what's Mutter, this elaborate, complex sugya, the Gemara brings a brisa which distinguishes between bolate and shokea, that a tzura, an image, or a representation, which is bolate, if it protrudes, if it's convex, then that is aser. If it's shokea, then it is mutter. So something which is convex, it protrudes from the medium, like a sculpture, or something which is a raised image, that's aser, that's bolate, and that's aser. If it's shokea, if it's recessed or relief, if it's carved into the surface, that's shokea, and that is mutter. What exactly is this? Which of the isurim is the chiluk of bolet and shokea? When does it apply? So this is a major machlokas rishonim. There are three shitas in the rishonim. The most lenient view is that the entire isur of lo sasun iti only applies to bolet, only applies to protruding images. Whenever you're dealing with shokas, with a recessed image, there is no isur daraisa. That's the most lenient view, that there's no iser deraisa if it's shokas. We don't paskin like that. That's one sheet in the Ran. We don't paskin like that. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the way most poskim paskin is that this chiluk applies, it does apply on a deraisa level, but only to Adam. The Rambam says when it comes to Tzuras Adam, it's only aser if it's a three-dimensional image of an Adam, a sculpture or a raised carving. That's aser ba'adam. But a shokas, a recessed carving into the surface of the medium of an adam is mutter. However, when it comes to chama, levanok, and kochavim, that's aser bein boletes, bein shokas. That is no chiluk. Ravid says he doesn't understand where the Rambam got this from, but the Rishonim explain, Beis Yosef brings, the Rishonim explain, the chiluk is, the sun and the moon, even though they are three-dimensional bodies, in the rakia they're shkuin, or alternatively he says, to our eyes, they look like they're shakuin. Either they actually are shakuin, or the way many poskim say it, it's to our perception they look flat. You look at the sky, they seem to be flat things in a flat sky. Even though intellectually we know that they're three-dimensional, they look flat. So the halacha and the Isser Torah it hinges on how it appears to us. A person appears three-dimensional, so the Isser Daraisa of Lo Sasun is only a three-dimensional representation. The celestial bodies appear flat, so the Isser is even a shokas, even a recessed image is Aser. So that's how we pass it in the Shulchan Aruch. A person is only Aser in three dimensions, but the Chama and Levana, like the Rambam, is Aser even shokas and even flat. The Shulchan Aruch paskins even samanim, even ink and woven embroidery, even flat representations. Flat is the equivalent to shokas. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's how most poskim paskin. So when it comes to Adam, bolate is aser, but shokas, recessed, or flat is mutter. So a flat, we'll discuss this more soon, but a flat, two-dimensional image of a person would be mutter, according to this. But when it comes to the sun and the moon, we're stricter, we aser everything, bolate, or boletes, or shokas, three-dimensional, raised, or recessed, or flat, are all aser when it comes to Chama and Levana. The third shita is the strictest shita, is the shita of the Ramban and the Ran. They say that when it comes to the deraisa of Lo Sasun Iti, there is no difference between bolet and shokea. They're all aser. The whole chiluk of boletes and shokas is when there's no iser deraisa. When you're dealing with chashad, when you're dealing with someone already made them, and now the question is, can you keep them around? There's no iser of Lo Sasun anymore. It's just the Maris Ayin, it's just the iser drabanan. In those cases, that's where we have a chiluk when it's a question of chashad. That's where we say that's an Isra Drabanan, then there's a chiluk in Bolet and Shokas. But when it's an Isra Deraisa of Lo Sasun, whether it's a human or the Cham or Levana, it's always Aser, Bein Boletes, Bein Shokas. So Halacha L'maaseh, this is a huge nafkamina. Are you allowed to make a flat or Shokas representation of a person? According to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha L'maaseh, the Ikra Din, the answer is you're allowed to. Only the sun and the moon you can't make flat, but a person you could make a flat or Shakua representation. According to the Ramban of the Ran, even a person is Aser, Isra Daraisa, to make Shokas or flat. The only time she'll cast or flat as mutter is when you're dealing with the Isser Drabanan of the Mekayim, something already made. Some Achronim say you should be Choshesh for the Ramban. The Taz says Linyan Halacha, Vadai, you should not be Mekel against the Ramban. Many later posts can bring this, that even though the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, the Rambam is Mekel, that Lahalacha, Lachatchila at least, a person should be Machmer not to make even flat or even Shokas representations of a human being because of the Shita of the Ramban. Now, we've been saying heretofore that flat is like shokas. What is the halacha of flat, of ink or paint? What is the halacha of a flat representation? Is that like shokas or is that something else? So here again, we have three different shitas in the Rishon. Tosfos, Maram, in that tshuva about the illuminated manuscripts, Tosfos and the Maram say that that's one of the heterim of making the manuscripts, that the Torah's Isser is only three-dimensional, but ink is mutter. It's mavur from the Shita, not because it's shokas. They're going here that shokas is usser. But it's mutter because it's not even shokas. The whole isser only applies to some kind of three-dimensionality, some type of image that has three dimensions, but a flat image is totally mutter. And according to this Shita of Tosfos and the Maram, even the sun and the moon, which the Rishonim say are usser, even shokas, is mutter if you do with ink or paint. Because flat, ink and paint is not asiya at all. The Torah says, lo sasuniti, this is not an asiya, this is nothing, this is not a parts of gummer. So this is totally mutter, according to Tosfos and the Maram. This is totally mutter. If you're using ink or paint, this is mutter legamri. There is a shita of the Beis Shlomo who says, the Dr. Shuva brings the Beis Shlomo, that even according to this shita, that's only a flat ink that really has no, that's not tactile, that you can't feel it. But an ink that's thick and raised, you can actually feel, that's worse, that is three-dimensional. Not sure where you draw the line. What about the ink of, my son brought up, what about the ink of the Sefer Torah, which is thicker than ballpoint pen ink? According to the Beis Shlomo, is that a chumrah? Not sure how thick it has to be called thick. But anyway, the shita of Tosfos and the Maram is that ink is not considered a sea at all, so the Isser Daraisa Bechlal doesn't apply when you're dealing with ink or saman. We don't paskin like this. The Shulchan Aruch, the way he understands the Rambam, is that ink is like shakua. That's the shita of the Rambam. Ariga bebeged, an image woven or embroidered into cloth, or tzir bekosel, tzir with samanim. These types of things is like shokas, and therefore it is usser b'cham and levana, so an ink or a paint picture of the sun and the moon is usser, but it's mutter b'adam, it's not bolit, so it's mutter b'adam, because adam is only usser if it's bolit. The third shita is the Ritva. The Ritva, maybe some other Rishonim, the Ritva has an extreme chumrah. The Ritva says that anything that's usser is usser b'diyo as well, it's usser to do with ink. The entire chiluk of bolet and shokea is only when you're carving. Tsuras diok, bolet chashuv, ink is like bolet, and similarly embroidery, roke, beshe, shumeshi. So embroidery or ink is like bolet. Therefore, if you machmer like the Ritva, then even a person is going to be usher with ink, and is it going to be usher with ink and We already said before that according to the Ramban and the Ran, a person's usher, because even shokeya is usher for a person. But even if you don't pass him like that, even if you pass him that a person is only usher if he's bolet, the Ritva says that ink is like bolet. Suras dioke bolet chashur. So now we have two reasons to prohibit flat pictures of people, both because of the Ramban, that everything is usher, assuming you don't go like the Maram and Tosfos, that ink is totally mutter. Even if you say like the Rambam, that ink is like flat, ink is like shokas, but the Ramban says shokas is usher for a person as well, just like Chama and Levana. And the second reason is the Ritva. The Ritva says that ink is like bolet, and bolet is certainly usher. So according to the Ritva, bolet is usher as well with regard to people. Again, we don't think the paskin like the Ritva. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is based on the Rambam, that ink is like shokas and is mutter for a person. But there is a sheet of the Ritva. Maybe other Rishonim and different Malkiel argues there is a shita of some poskim that ink is like bolet and it's usher wherever bolet is. It's usher wherever bolet is usher. Another important machlokas, what's the halacha of part of a person or part of the sun or part of the moon? Chatzi partzuf, of rosh below guf, a head without a body without a head. So Tosfos and the Rosh bring shitas that if you don't have parts of shalem, if you have only chatzi partzuf, half of a person's form, or they're talking about people, not the sun and the moon. If you have Rosh below Guf, the Rosh says, or Guf below Rosh, the post can bring the Rosh of Guf Bala Rosh, or Guf Bala Rosh, the Torah says, there's no Isser, not Ba'ose, not Ba'motze, there's no Isser to Mekayim it, there's no Isser to make it. And that's how we pass in on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings it, Shulchan Aruch himself is not really Nachriya. He says, Yesh Misha Omer, that part of the Rosh Bala Guf and so on is Mutter. Ramah says, V'chein Nagin. Now, Lamaisa, even though we have major Rishonim, the Rosh and the Torah, and Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Paskin this way, at least the Ramah, that it's Mutter, there is a Smag. The Smag brings the Kula, and the Smag says, V'omer ani she'en l'hakel b'zeh, macher she'en kan raya brur. There's no clear raya that part of a human form is Mutter, and the Smag says that he thinks you should be machmer, ein l'hakel b'zeh, and a number of Gedolei Achronim bring the Smag, implying perhaps you should be machmer like the Smag, the Prisha b'shem the Marshal, and the Bach b'shem, and the Taz b'shem the Marshal, all these major early Polish Achronim all say, they all bring the smag that even part of a person is us. And when we discuss the celestial bodies, that's a major discussion in the Achronim. Even if we assume, like most poskim, not like the Smag, that only an entire person is us, and part of a person is mutter, a number of Gedolei Achronim held that part of the moon is Usser, because the moon is often visible as part of the moon, even though, again, the moon is always whole. It's just a question of how much we can see based on the configuration of the sun, the moon, and then the earth. Nevertheless, as we mentioned earlier, with Shekuah and Bolet, with the sun and the moon, the Isser is defined in terms of our perception of the moon. Since our perception of the moon often includes less than a full circle, therefore the Isser is, even if it is less than a full circle, and therefore many Gedolei Achronim said that even a part of the moon is Usser. With regard to the sun, some poskim say that the sun is better, that the sun is more lenient than the moon, because the sun is always a circle. Even though you have sunrise and sunset, the Shevet Levi says the sun we see is generally a circle. When the sun sets, it's clear that part of the sun is going below the horizon. We still see it as a circle. Mashenk and the moon, it looks like a partial moon, even though intellectually we know that it's really a full moon, but it looks partial. Okay, it's a subtle chiluk. But the Shevet Halevi and Rav Nissim Karelis and Chut Shani, they suggest that the sun is more lenient, and that even if a partial moon is us or a partial sun is mutter, they suggest that a partial sun is more lenient. The Chutshani says that L'tzayra Sechama Aser, however, L'acha Shizkel Shkia Sechama, Mutter L'tzayra Sechel Shilchama Nirlein Einu, Heos Dein Seros Hashleim. Even Chama is Mutter if it is a partial image, and the Shevet Levi is noted this way as well. And the Shevet Levi, I believe, says this as well. However, there are Achronim who are Machmer on a partial sun as well. Rav Avadia Seif, in a discussion of the Sugya, he brings poskim who say, right, the Shevet Halevi says that, right, also that Chati Levana, even though there's no such thing as a Chati Levana, but to our perception, he says, it looks like half a Levana. But the Chama, he says, it looks like a Shlema, even though part of it goes below the horizon, we still see it as a whole thing. So painting half the sun, he says, is still, is nearer that half the sun would be mutter. But Lamaisa, Ravadya brings a number of Achronim Aser part of the sun as well. Discussion comes up about on the tombstone of Yeshua, they put a sun to memorialize the nace of Shemesh B'Givon Dome, and the Achronim ask, you're not allowed to paint the sun, so they have all kinds of terutzim. Some suggested it was a partial sun, and the poskim debate that, whether Ravadya brings, with characteristic Bekiyas, poskim debate whether half a sun would be mutter or not. So lahalacha lemaisa, contemporary, there are a fair amount of contemporary tshuvas on this, so just discuss a few of them. With regard to photography, so what's the status of photography? Taking a picture of a person, or the sun, or the moon? Different Malkiel has an incredibly strict tshuva. He says that there's considerable makom lahachmer, he says. First of all, because we have the Shita, the Ritva, and other poskim, he says that ink is like bolet. The ink is considered being bolet, and so that's an issur d'oraisa. Even though we paskin that person is only usher if he's bolet, ink is like bolet according to the Ritva. Even though again the Shulchan Aruch is lenient about samanim, but he says but the Ramach Mirim, you have this Ritva, And he says, even if you take a partial picture of a person, only part of his body, he says, yeah, many posts can make ill, but some posts can bring the smag. That even partial person is usur. Lemaisa, in the case of the Divrei Malkiel, the person needed a photograph for business purposes, perhaps for a passport or something like that, an identification document. So he says, if the makom hefsid, a person's going to suffer a business loss, you can be makel to take a picture, to do it al yidei goy, not to do it yourself, and to only have part of the guf, and then you could be makel with a tziruf of all these things, that it's part of the guf, and it's al yidei goy, and only some posts can be machmer on ink. The issue of goy is that the Rishonim bring that the Gemara talks about Amir la'akum for Shabbos. Tosis brings that Amir la'akum applies to all Yisurim, and we're machmer from any Yisurim that, in many contexts, we're machmer that Amir la'akum is usur for other Yisurim as well. So having a goy take a picture is potentially an Issur Drabanan of Amir la'akum, but lemaisa it's only usur Midrabanan if it's Amir la'akum, and you have these other Terufim that it's ink and it's not bolet and it's only part of the guf. So Meili says he can be makel. But Stamazai, he's very strict. He says in general a person should avoid having pictures taken. It's not necessary. It's a shaila for Issur Daraisa. And he's quite strict. Other poskim, though, the minhag obviously is to be makel. We take pictures all the time of gedolim, sometimes parts of pictures, sometimes the whole body, newspapers, gedolim pictures, family pictures, vacation, wedding pictures. Yabi Amr says, Divrei Malkiel was machmer, he says, but he was shana mishnaso mishnas chasidim. He's being very frum, he says. Mikra din, Tzuras photograph is totally mutter. It's even better than ink and seva, he says. And certainly he says it's only part of the, in his case, it was only part of the guf, and it's not the whole body. Vadai, it's mutter. Puk chazim, ayama dabar, let's talent. People take pictures. There were certain gedolim who didn't want their pictures taken, sometimes for a Kabbalistic reason, sometimes for other reasons, perhaps, sometimes lahalacha. Yaakov Emden tells a story about how his father was very strict about this, and he had admirers in London. He once visited the Jewish community in London, and they were so excited that this man who they revered so much was there. They wanted to take his portrait to memorialize his visit, and he absolutely refused. They found a very skilled artist who could take his portrait. In those days, you didn't just snap a picture with your phone. You had to have an artist who would sit there and paint, and usually the subject would have to sit there for hours while they painted his picture. They found a very skilled artist who could paint him without his even knowing about it, and they did that. He brings this, Yaakov Emden says, to show how beloved his father was, the Chacham Tzvi, to the community. But Lamaisa, the Chacham Tzvi was machmer, not to have a portrait drawn. And Rav Avadya says, the minhag is to be mekel, obviously the minhag is to be mekel, puk chazi, mayama dabar, lid stalin, vein potzeh peil mitzafteh, vizeh pashut, there's no issur in pictures, he says. The Shevet Halevi has several short tshuvas where they asked him about photography, and he wasn't sure whether photography is b'chlal the issur. They asked him, according to the Taz, that Tzuras Adam is usur. The Taz says you have to be machmer like the Ramban, that a picture of a person is usur, even if it's not bolet, even if it's flat. It's a shalav adaraisa. Chachmas Adam says Yeshua machmer. So do you have to be machmer in photographs? Shevet Halevi's not sure. He says, kashali laharus bazeh. It's hard to paskin, he says. I'm not sure if a photograph is begedil lo sasun, but dinzeh, it happens by itself. It's you're not making the picture. The picture just occurs automatically when you expose it and when you subject it to the chemicals and so on. So he's not sure whether a photograph is lo sasun iti. That's about a person. Another shaila they asked him about the sun and the moon and the stars. That's a halacha psuka, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's usur even if it's not bolet. What about pictures of the sun and the moon and the stars? You want to know if it's usur midaraisa, he says. I already told you, I'm not sure, he says. I'm not sure if taking a picture violates the prohibition of lo sasun iti. But there is an isur shahiyah, he says. Keeping it around would be usur. But the guy with the Daraisi is not sure. Other poskim as well have debated whether taking pictures, Menachas Yitzchak is a chew about it, whether taking pictures violates the Isser of Lo Sasun Iti. One final discussion is, Dafka, not with photographs, what is considered making a sun or the moon? Is a circle a sun? If you have rays, is an icon or an image of it? Well, what's considered an image of the sun? So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about in a shul, in a glass window in a shul, they made tzuras chama with nitzotzos, with rays emitting from the sun. Chasam Sofer says, asur midaraisa. And to make it is asur midaraisa, to leave it around is the isur drabanan of chashad. And he says that mechur hadavar, this is even worse because they wrote the pasuk mimizrach shemesh ad mavo. They're explicitly identifying it as a sun, so of course that's asur. There is, however, a sheet in the achronim, the counterpoint to this, the Mariatz and the Sicily Ezra, I think, brings it. Various posts can bring. It has to look like a sun or look like stars. And he says, the Mariatz says, ain suffik etzli, that it's a simple circle is not a sun. He says, that's not a sun. A circle is not a sun. He says, it has to somehow look clearly like it's a sun. It has to have rays coming out, he says. So without rays, a simple circle is not a sun. The Chutshani says, the Chutshani says something similar. Of Karelitz, he says, to make a sun is usur. However, he says, to make stars, his stars are really round like the sun. But nevertheless, he says, our stars look like they twinkle. They look like they have tails, he says. They have little rays that come out, he says. Even though that's just an illusion, neither the sun nor the stars really has rays, he says. But he seems to think the sun doesn't have rays, or the sun is us without rays. But stars, he says, it looks like they have little twinkly things coming out. So he says, you're not allowed to make stars with twinkling. But again, part of the star would be mutzer. But if you're missing part of the circle, you're missing part of the rays, that would be mutzer. Furthermore, he says, not every image that's meant to abstractly represent a star is usur. The geder is, if it looks like it has a center and rays coming out, that's usur. Just circles are mutter. Furthermore, he says, a Magen David, a Jewish star, he says, a Magen David you're allowed to make, because that's not really a star. That's just a Magen David is just an image, which we call it a star. It's not really meant to represent a real star. So that's mutter. Similarly, post can bring if you make like a star that to give on a kid's test that he did well. That kind of star is not usur. It's not meant to be an actual representation of the stars in the sky. Where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, he talks about teaching kids to make the sun and the moon. He says, Ramosha says it has to be pretty lifelike, pretty realistic. He says if it has a mamish dimyon, if it really looks like the moon and the sun, that adults would say that's a sun, that's a moon, then it's usur even for kids if the kids are a yeil chinuch, if they reach the age of chinuch. He says, but it has to really be a close resemblance. Ramosha assumes he's either making a very narrow assumption about what a close resemblance is, or he has a very low opinion of kids' artistic skills. He writes, "Sherov tinokos lo shayach shiyasu kein." This level of fidelity of realism is something that most kids can't do. He's obviously not assuming that a simple circle with lines coming out with rays coming out is going to be a sun, even though adults would probably recognize pretty quickly that's meant to be a sun. Ramosha seems to feel that the lifelikeness, the realism has to be a fairly high degree that kids don't know how to do. So really, he says, the kind of suns and stars that kids make would be mutter, he says, based on Ramosha's very narrow standard. However, he says, Lamaisi still recommends you don't teach kids to do this, he says, because what's the point, he says, that the point of art is to teach them to make better art, and that art will be usur, at least, and that art will be, so that it's a dead end, he says. Teach kids to draw only if they remain at a very childish and low level, he says. Why teach them? If as soon as they get the ability to draw more realistic celestial bodies, they'll be usur, and it's just a very much a dead-end thing with no future, he says, what's the point? Hakal Panim, Ramosha seems to have this very narrow standard, this very strict in the sense it has to be a very high degree of realism, so it's a kula, that most suns and stars will be mutter if they don't have this degree of adult realism, although other poskim seem to say as long as it's a circle with rays, and it's enough to be a clear representation of the sun and the stars, that itself is going to be usur. I believe I once heard there was a from published newspaper in Brooklyn that had weather forecasts, and they had little images to show cloudy, sunny, that images of the sun with little rays showing sunny or not, and people raised the issue that you can't do that. It's an image of a sun. That's not a photorealistic image necessarily, but it's a representative image that's immediately recognizable as a sun, and they changed the policy. They changed the policy following, I guess, the view that's more machmer, that says anything that's representative, that looks to people like a sun is usur, even if it's not highly artistic. I believe I heard that they changed their policy to avoid printing such images in their newspaper.